This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Maria in Lockport. Maria, are you ready to answer some dumb guy questions?
I am so ready to answer some dumb guy questions.
Okay, we really do appreciate you stepping up on behalf of all 4.5 billion women on this planet. Because the woman that normally steps up for us, Melissa, is out. And, you know, these are questions that we're too scared to even ask our own wives. So it really does mean the world to us, Maria.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay, Maria, I'm curious. Is there a chore around the house men should be doing more?
I'll have to say my husband's very good at this, but dishes.
The dishes.
Dishes. After dinner. Because if a wife does all the shopping and the cooking and the preparing, the least a husband could do is maybe wash up what dishes are left at the end.
Love that. And I'm going to guess you're anti just leaving it to soak and dealing with it later. You got to clean it now.
At least rinse them and hand them in the dishwasher.
Okay. Hey. Quick follow-up to that. Why do you have to wash them before putting them in the dishwasher? It's like cleaning the house before the cleaning lady comes, you know?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because the food that gets left on the plates builds up in your washer, and it just shoots back up on the food, on the plate.
That sounds responsible, which is something I am not.
There's like, it gets caught up in a drain. Yeah, you have to keep it cleaned out so it don't at least get the gook off.
Yeah, get the gook off. Maria, my question's simple.
Okay.
What is volume? You see all these shampoo commercials and they talk about volume. I don't know, like, what, like, I work in radio, so the only volume I know is how loud the music is.
Okay. Volume is the difference between someone having straight flat hair and straight thicker head of hair. If it looks like it's big and puffy and thick, that's volume.
Okay, so let's take it a country route. Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream, lot of volume. Ooh. Dolly Parton today, not as much volume.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Good examples. Good examples, Austin.
Yeah.
That is very good.
Maria, last one just from me today. I got an anniversary coming up in just a few weeks.
Oh, boy.
Do I do something homemade or do I buy something?
Ooh, that depends on how well you know your wife.
I think I know her pretty well.
Keep in mind, Maria, though, we're guys. Like, for as much as we know our wives, we still don't know our wives.
Yeah.
I think it's a mixture of both.
Okay.
Something a little sentimental, homemade. Something a little that you put more thought into.
It is the four-year anniversary, and I always do look up what type of anniversary it is, even though I never really go with the gift. But this year, it is flowers and fruits.
Edible arrangement.
That's what I'm hearing. Maria, am I crazy?
No. Yes, you are crazy.
Okay. Okay.
It would kill my husband.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
My four-year anniversary is an edible arrangement. No. No, don't do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, I'm glad you called. Not only are you helping us out by picking up the slack where Melissa left off, but you're also saving our marriages.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
You're so very welcome.